Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1167. This is your host, Danny Pena. And just a few minutes ago, really early in the morning over here in the West Coast, I had an opportunity to interview Giancarlo Esposito, legendary actor. And we had a great, great conversation all about the new Ubisoft game, Far Cry 6. Yes, we sat down, talked about his character, that's in the game, Anton Castillo, very, very scary dictator in the Caribbean island of Jaras. And we talked about that. We talked about his son in the game, Diego, his experience working on this, and how was it working with Ubisoft overall. It was a great conversation. That was really, really cool. And I can't wait for you guys to listen to this interview here on Gamertag Radio. And make sure to post your comments and your feedback. Let me know your thoughts about the interview overall. And also, I asked him a couple of fun questions here towards the end of the interview. So, can't wait for you guys to listen to it. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. You can listen to us on any podcast app. And it's very simple. All you have to do is just go online and search for Gamertag Radio, your favorite podcast app. Just search for us. When it pops up, make sure to follow us, subscribe, and also post a review. Make sure to let people know about GTR. And also, if you love this interview, please, I'm dying to hear your feedback about this. This was a lot of fun. I had a great time talking to Anton. And look, I had to wake up 2:30 in the morning here, Pacific time, because he was doing a press run really early in the morning in the East Coast. And yeah, it was great, great, great conversation. Awesome conversation. We talked a lot about just overall Far Cry 6. And look, man, you know, I know I'm gonna have a review, official review of the game later in the future, closer to launch, because I'm still playing the game, but I have the full version. And you know, I want to hear you know, what you guys' thoughts of, because I'm probably gonna be streaming this on Twitch in a couple of days. But I can't post my review right now. I'm definitely planning to talk about it in the future. So stay tuned for that. And but I will post this interview for you guys, and we'll go from there. If you'd like to be part of our fan mail segment or episode, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Yes, so let's talk about Far Cry 6 very briefly. You guys already seen my my audio and video that was released a couple months back, where I also sat down with Kate Sanchez. We talked about the game and also representation in just the industry overall. And we talked about why we love Far Cry 6 so much. Because, you know, back a month ago, we got invited to play the game, and we played it for like a good 4 or 5 hours, and it was a lot of fun. I mentioned this multiple times on the show. It felt like I was, it felt I was back home. Back in the Dominican Republic, you know, horses, the how we call it in Spanish, el campo, you know, the countryside of the game. And it was really, really fun. And the music was really beautiful. Just loved the perfect games that music that they added in the game. This is from the preview that we had a couple months back. And it was a great conversation with Kate, just overall why we love this game so much and why it's important for this game to come out, especially during this time. Because look, just back, let's go back last year, you know, Spider-Man Miles Morales came out. Also, this game is coming out now, Far Cry 6, Forza Horizon 5, which is take place in Mexico. That's another game. And, you know, especially now with Hispanic Heritage Month, a lot of things going on, a lot of spotlight now in Latinos and Hispanics now more than ever. And it's good and it's great to see that in any industry, not just in gaming, but also in any industry overall. So that was the conversation I had with Kate on the podcast. So make sure to go back and listen to it. It's a very important conversation. And that's one of the things I brought up to Giancarlo. You know, the game was announced last year, and of course people were excited. You know, he's a legendary actor, but there's going to be people also asking, hey, look, Giancarlo, you're not Latino. What's your thoughts about that? About those that are being vocal about that. You're not Latino and you're in the game playing a Latino character. And he answered the question. It was a lot of fun just talking to him overall. And I can't wait for people to post their opinion about it. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a short break here. I'm going to play the interview with Giancarlo. And once we come back, we're going to talk about overall just the experience of working on this interview with Ubisoft and Giancarlo. So check it out. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we have Giancarlo Esposito, right? That's the correction.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, a lot of people said it differently, so I just want to make this right, man. So Giancarlo, it's an honor to have you on the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man, let's talk about Far Cry 6, man. I've been playing for a couple of days, man. Oh, my God, I'm loving the game. Love your character is no joke. Very scary, let me tell you.
Very serious, very scary, very in control. Yeah, he's controlling all the chaos around him.
Yeah, well, you could tell for those that doesn't have any idea about Anton Castillo, what you can tell us about his character?
Well, Anton is the penultimate dictator who's faced with some very, very great challenges at this time in his life. He has a revolution happening while he's trying to keep a strong grip on his presidency. He is El Presidente. He does have a vision. And it's the thing that I really love about Anton is that he has a vision for his small island of Yara. And where the capital is Esperanza, it is just brimming with natural resources that he would like to exploit and be able to help his country survive without being taken over by another large country who might exploit them in a different way. He also is a father who is raising a son and grooming him to be his successor. And he has many people around him. You see him go from a man who wanted to claim the presidency when he was young. He had a very difficult childhood. And then he grows into a power-hungry person who is ready to fight the revolutionaries as well as the U.S. government.
Yeah, Diego seems very lost. Like, he's very confused. He doesn't know if he wants to stay with you, wants to leave or not. I mean, how has been, like, the as a character, the relationship with Anton and also Diego?
Well, blood is thicker than water. And we all have a mission and we have a duty to accomplish what we've been given. And Anton's point of view is, you know, you've been given the silver spoon and given the world. Now it's time to grow up. Now it's time to learn how to be able to run a country. And so he tries to impress this upon his son, who has great empathy for these revolutionaries and Danny Rojas. He has, you know, he really feels their pain. But they haven't lived the life that he has. And he doesn't know about the early young life of his father, Anton, who was shut out and put in prison in a cell next to his father to watch him die. So all of this, these painful experiences that Anton had helped to make him stronger and lend to the vision of his country, but also helped him to exploit his people, to extort, to bring up this natural resource out of the ground, which would help the country eventually. So it's a very tricky and complicated story, as Anton is a very complicated human being, but it's a story that we get really interested in when we start to see his relationship with his son, and you see him be a little bit more vulnerable and understanding, but tough love is tough love.
And what was it that got your attention to be part of this project? Are you a gamer, or this is like your first time hearing about Far Cry?
It wasn't my first time hearing. I knew that Far Cry was at the top of its game. Pardon the pun. You know, Ubisoft really does really fantastic games that allow kind of new thought form and new technology to really come to light because of how they run their company. I mean, I love the company itself because it's family run and because they use artisans from all over the world. But I was interested in the transition from being a film actor and television actor to learning about the technology of gaming and how that was all put together. I looked at comic books when I was younger, and I think there's a really close correlation between the comic book world and the world of gaming. But the wonderful thing about this game is it puts you in the driver's seat. And that's something that I think people have not experienced before and will get a real kick out of in this game. You know, when you're able to control the outcome and to take in a good story as well, but have the action and the edge and something to think about when it's all over, then you have a great game going.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, man, because, you know, my parents are from the Caribbean. You know, my my family's from Dominican Republic. So playing the game, it reminds me a lot of home. You know, it was really cool to get that experience, you know, listening to salsa, riding some horses in the country of Yaras, you know. Have you ever been to Cuba? Because people are going to say, this is Cuba. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I have been there. And there's a magical presence there. Mm-hmm. Not only from the Caribbean air and the sea so close, but the people's attitudes. I found that when I went to Cuba, it was really sensational in that people made things from nothing because they had nothing, but it didn't affect their attitude and their way of life because they lived in paradise. So of course I thought a bit about Cuba in regard to creating this character and the sights, sounds, and smells that I experienced when I was in Cuba. But I've also looked at some of the other dictators around the world who come from smaller countries as well to look at their psychology and psyche in regard to their dream and vision for their country. Ceausescu, many different dictators, they don't think that they're doing anything wrong or bad. They're trying to preserve a sense of nationalism and patriotism that comes with a smaller country that wants to be put on the map.
I mean, there's people that are going to have different opinion about you playing character Anton Castillo. People are going to say, hey, look, Giancarlo is not Latino. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, I feel like they could say that, and they would be right. I'm part Italian and part African-American. I think that blend equals Latino. I mean, we're brown-skinned people of the world. I do very much respect that people have that sense of wanting to be protective of nationality. But in our world today, I'm very proud of being half Italian and half African American, and having played so many Latino parts that I really feel close to. And so I'm an actor. That's what I do, and I hope I do it well.
Yeah, no, good job, man. Really good job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Giancarlo. So a couple years back, I had Michael K. Williams on the show. You know, rest in peace. He was also involved in Battlefield. One of the games is in, right? And I asked him, how was it for him experience that, you know, being a movie actor and now doing motion capture for gaming? And he loved it. He was like, man, this is like a whole new world to me, man. But I really, really enjoy it. Watching your video, behind the scenes video, it seems like you really enjoyed working on this project, man, a lot with other people at Ubisoft. And how was that experience for you, man, as a movie actor and now getting into gaming and doing motion capture and all that stuff? Like, how was that experience for you, man?
Well, I should say that, firstly, you mentioned Michael. I really love Michael K. Williams as an actor, and he was a friend, and I will miss him dearly. Yeah, I love Michael, and he was a performer who was in wonder and always in awe of what he's doing. And for me to play this game, and God rest his soul, I wish he was still with us to experience some more, but I guess it was his time. The great thing about learning something new is that you're vulnerable and you're open and you're in wonder and you're wanting to know how this works and how can I make it better using the skill that I have in another venue. And for me, I've worked in television, theater, and film. And the closest correlation for me with this particular game and how you work in a game is to be playing in a sandbox. it's a very large sandbox when you're in the volume and using all of your senses to be the mirror for the audience to show them what's happening, because you're just a part of what's going to happen in creating the game. What I love painting, I love artwork, and I love music and dance, but art to me is the closest reflection of what we have to do. It is recording all of the elements that are my essence and then taking that and sharing that with artisans who will then create the picture that will be a moving picture for all of our audience. So to me, this is the new wave is gaming, because you can be so involved and have the satisfaction of being a part of the story in this first shooter game, Far Cry 6. I think it's in a way off the chain. You played it, so tell me, how did you experience having the ability to affect the story?
I think it's awesome. I felt like, look, I played every Far Cry game before, right? And something, maybe it's because also it relates to me a lot with the, being in the Caribbean, but I really enjoy the story, man. And at the same time, I'm like, man, I got to be careful about Anton, man. Anton is no joke. Like, the whole time, you know, I just love the way, also the relationship between him and Diego. I think this is really, really cool, man. Really cool.
I'm about to play the game with all of you, our audience, who are going to experience it October 7th, because I haven't played. You have an advantage on me. I am anxious to learn that part of it. How can I, you know, overthrow Anton myself? It would be fun to experience for me.
Yeah, who you could compare to, like, from past characters that you played before with Anton? Is there anyone close to that character?
I wish I could say there was. This is new for me. I had to constantly think about how to be, on one hand, this ruthless dictator who's, you know, when you have a team of people, generals, army people, people who could be spies, all these things, you become very paranoid and you try to figure out how to get people to do your bidding in a certain way. Then you have a son who's asking you very important questions that comes out of his naivete, but they're questions that make a difference. And then you have to start to think, how do I explain this to him? How do I explain my position? How do I explain all of my history and help him to understand that he was born for this, that this is his moment in time, not to be powerful, but to be confident and be sensitive to the nature of what he has to do. He has no clue. As you said, Anton has a big job to do. But that was the one thing that allowed me interest in this more than anything else. See, for me, playing a full character who's complete, who is not just black and white or good and evil, he possesses that gray area that I had to make his reasoning strong. He loves his people, but the people who are out there, down there, you know, shooting, rioting, wanting to take over, those people have to be, they have to be controlled.
What was the most difficult part on walking this project? Was it learning about being a dictator? Was it the capture emotion process? Was there anything that was like, okay, this is challenging, but let's go for it?
It was the motion capture. All right, so think of it, man. You got those headphones on. Think of having a bar in front of your face like an old football helmet with a helmet on, with a light directly in your face and cameras between the bar, which is here, and your face, taking all of your facial recognition. And you're trying to talk to me at the same time. So that was the greatest challenge for me, was to have to be able to communicate beyond the technology that was recording me. And that, once I was able to focus in the right place, find you amidst all the stuff that was in between us, then I could act like it was a theater play, because that's what you're doing in a way. You can go back and do a lot of pickups, but they're long scenes. And to create emotion and really see that what I'm saying to you is landing, look into your eyes, really feel your energy. That was the hardest thing. After the first day and a half, I went, forget about all of this. Be composed.
Yeah.
Control the chaos. And I had to get back my comportment, my grace. I really believe that Anton is a Renaissance man, the way he carries himself, the way he speaks. He's very refined, listens to music, eats well, and then really thinks about how to advance his mission, which spirals out of control eventually. But as I said before, he thinks this is for the good of his people, and he believes that. Otherwise, we'll be taken over by a larger company, America, Russia, China, larger country, and the people will have nothing. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's the trade-off between how evil can you or do you want to be to, you know, to get to your goal, to achieve the kind of nationalism and patriotism and autonomy that you want to achieve.
You know, it was cool just experience playing this for the first time as a gamer, right? But now, for you, seeing the results for the first time, how was that for you, man? It's like, oh my God, okay, Ubisoft did a pretty good job creating this character, man. How was it?
Well, Anton Asta has to go through different physical growth, I should say, or in the game. And so what I loved the most was the first time I looked at it, I sent it to my partner, Josh Kesselman, my business partner, who went, "That's you. This is film. This is amazing." And I went, "No, it's not film." He says, "No, it's that's you. It looks so absolutely real." What shocked me and surprised me was the truly delicate way in which they could age me, take away age, lengthen me, make me a little longer. You know, I mean, yeah. You're in that suit. I mean, that suit is so tight. And I'm like, oh, every piece of fat's going to show. You have to forget all that. As an actor, that's my job. Be here now. Be happy with what I look like. But the biggest thing was the costume is so fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, and there were people, artisans who spent, I don't know, a year, 6 months just drawing and fabric and painting and doing all these things to the scabbard of my knife, which the knife is very important in this particular piece. So I was shocked that I looked so good and could be manipulated in such a very refined way.
Yeah, and so serious. Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
very cool.
I know you mentioned that you went to Cuba. Was there anything that you didn't know about Cuba that when you went there for the first time, like, okay, this is pretty cool? Was it the food? Was it the music?
It was all of that. I mean, I was out walking one day in Havana, and I was on the way back to the hotel, and there was the major thing that got me were there were crumbling businesses and buildings. But on the first floor of one place, as I walked around a corner through an alley and then back on a major street to go to the hotel, there was a pop-up restaurant on the very first floor. And it looked like just people were, you know, had some lawn chairs outside, and there was a little bar inside, and they made one meal for everyone. And the music was playing, and the energy here was absolutely magnificent. What really shocked and surprised me was the people, after a certain hour, whether they went to work and came home, they dressed so beautifully. You know, the women in Caribbean dresses, the men who were really had white shirts and jackets, all to just go have a drink and have dinner. I hung out at this place for 2 hours. They were making one meal for everyone. That was it. And they served food. It was the energy. It was that the people found a way to interact and connect and were genuinely happy, no matter what was going on politically or otherwise within their country.
Yeah, really, really cool. Well, Giancarlo, I have two more questions. So one is, why should people play this game, Far Cry 6?
Well, because it's entertaining, number one. It also gives them the sense of the world that we live in today. But mainly, it allows them to be in control of the outcome of a story that could go either way. It allows them to see a story that, of course, is politically entwined in regard to how we are ruled and rule our countries, which many people in many large cities and not large nations have no idea of the family essence of what it takes to be Anton Castillo. And that you are able to have both sides of the conversation in one game and have a blast. I mean, it really is a manipulation of a new technology that will grow. And Ubisoft will have this. It will grow to other, it will be reflected in other games that they make that allow you to be more in control. And I think that's brilliant, because people want to be entertained. They want to be active. You know, you go to a movie, it's great. You know, the new Bond movie is going to come out, and you're going to go sit there and watch, go, ah, fantastic. But when do you have the ability to interact in a way that allows you to be the hero or the villain?
You know, my last question, and this is a fun question, by the way. So I've read interviews that you would love to be part of the MCU. You know, if you had an opportunity to be a MCU character, which would it be?
So much talk on the internet. You know, I mean, I like the idea of Dr. Freeze. That could be something. You know, I love the guys over at Marvel, and I want to find something to do with them. It's really exciting, new and different. And so there's been a lot of speculation, but nothing is set yet. Who do you want me to be, Danny? Who do you think?
I think that's the perfect choice. What you just said. You know, and
it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Because look, man, you did a pretty good job. Not only Far Cry, but man, Mandalorian.
Pretty good.
Awesome. Hey, we'll see you in the future, man. But Giancarlo, I just want to say, it's been an experience. I'm a huge fan. It's an honor to have you here, man. And yeah, good luck with any future projects in the future, man. Can't wait.
So nice to talk to you. I hope we get a chance to go around again.
Yeah, definitely, man. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, Danny.
All right.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, we're back here at Gamertag Radio, episode 1167. Let me tell you guys, that interview took me months to make that happen. Actually, it took me almost a year to make this happen. And, you know, thanks to Ubisoft for giving me the opportunity, and also Giancarlo Esposito team. They were really kind enough to set this up, and it was really cool. Really, really cool. And great conversation, by the way, overall about the game, and the vibe was just really cool. Now, for those who don't know, while I was doing an interview, for some strange reason, the internet died around my area just for a couple minutes, and I was freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, no, not this moment when I'm recording one of my top interviews of this year. And no, we made it happen, and we fixed it and everything, but it was cool overall. But yeah, let me know your thoughts about the interview, the things that he talked about the character Anton Castillo, his son in the game, Diego, just the island of Jaras, also traveling to Cuba for the first time. Because, you know, like I mentioned this multiple times on the show, you know, Far Cry remind me so much of just home. Dominican Republic, traveling over there with my family, and the people over there are just so happy. Love the food, love the music, and that's the vibe that I've been getting, you know, while playing Far Cry 6, you know. And I think it's really cool that that he had also an opportunity to travel to Cuba and just experience that himself. You know, of course he went to the tourist area, you know, but I think it is important to see that. That's one of my goals, is to go to Cuba before, in the future, if they ever start, American companies and other companies from around the world start building businesses over there. You know, right now is the perfect time to see that and experience that, and at the same time learn the culture of Cuba. So it was really cool. Really cool that we had that conversation, Giancarlo and I. So, but I had to, right before the interview, I actually mentioned to him that I was wearing the Mandalorian shirt. He started cracking up. He's like, all right, so it's Mandalorian. We got Far Cry. And towards the end, yo, I had to throw that question there, right there. And I know you guys were like, oh, that's awesome. I had to ask him about being part of the MCU. Because, you know, the world, social media have been posting that a lot online. They would love to see him as a villain in the MCU. What are your thoughts? Like, what he mentioned characters there, but which character do you think he should play if he gets the opportunity to play a character in the MCU? You know, that was really cool. Cause look, he plays an awesome character. If any of you guys watch Mandalorian, make sure to watch season 1 and 2. Oh my God, he's a beast with that, man. A beast. So, but yeah, for those who are listening, if you have to choose one character from the MCU for him to play that, let me know. Email me, famo@gamertagradio.com. Or, to make it easy for you guys, you could also call us. That's 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. And that will be just a fun thing for us to do. You know, go also to Discord and talk about that. Or social media, hit me up at Godfrey, GODFREE. By the way, so this month, there's a lot of games coming out. I know I talked about this during a recording with Pete. This recording is actually coming out later this week on Thursday. That the month of October seems insane with the amount of games that's coming out. Actually, if you follow me on Twitter, I posted about this. So I'm going to read this very, very quick. This list is insane. This is just for this month alone. So there's Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. Just people are going to be super hype about that. Similar to Smash Bros, etc., right? Alan Wake Remake, which comes out this week. Battlefield 2042 Beta, which is coming out also later this week for people that would like to try that out before the retail version comes out. Far Cry 6 also comes out this week. Metroid Dread, that also comes out this week with the brand new Nintendo Switch OLED, which also comes out later this week. My God, that's a lot of games. That's a lot of games. You know, I can't wait to get some hands on, because Nintendo is actually going to be sending me a Nintendo Switch. I don't know which color I'm getting, but I know I'm getting the OLED version also with Metroid. So I'm excited. I'm a huge Metroid fan. Been playing it for a very long time, since the beginning of NES. And my favorite one so far is Super Metroid for the Super NES, and also Metro Prime. So can't wait for that. So also Back 4 Blood, which is also going to be available on Xbox Game Pass. So if you would like to try this out for the first time, this is your opportunity to play it. And you could play this with friends. And this is very, very similar to Left 4 Dead. This is the creators from Left 4 Dead series. So Dark Pictures, House of Ashes. Actually, the first time I played a Dark Pictures game was on Game Pass. And before that, they also worked on Until Dawn for PlayStation 4, which is a fantastic, fantastic scary game. So, you know, now we're in the Halloween season. This is like the perfect time for you guys to try it out. So go ahead. Until Dawn is really, really cheap. Fantastic, fantastic game. Also, Solar Ash, Guardians of the Galaxy. Looks a lot better and a lot more fun than compared to the older the Avengers game that came out last year. Age of Empires 4, for those that are into that game, is coming out for the PC. And Riders Republic. So out of all those games that I mentioned, let me know which one of these games are you going to play first. You know, I'm already playing Far Cry 6, so that doesn't count. Let's crash that. But for me, I think I'm going to try out Alan Wake Remake. And the reason why I'm going to try Alan Wake Remake is because Alan Wake, the original game, is my favorite Xbox 360 game. There's a lot of other games too. There's the top of my list, but Alan Wake is up there. So I'm going to play this again. I know this game is coming out for PS5 and also Xbox Series game console. So I'm going to play the Xbox version. And yeah, we're definitely going to try out the PS5 version later this week to compare it, to see how it is overall. Besides that, I also will add Metroid Dread for the Switch. And man, it's between Back 4 Blood or Dark Pictures. You know what? I think I will go with Dark Pictures because, you know, I love scary games. This is a way scarier game than Back 4 Blood. Back 4 Blood is more like co-op and everything. So yeah, just want to say that very quick. Yeah, please let me know which games of these that you are definitely going to be playing once it comes out in the future. All right.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, let's talk about our sponsor, Magic Spoon. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk that you really shouldn't be eating. We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff, and it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed. But I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, and realize I basically can't eat anything anymore. I've been drinking proteins here and there, powder for years, but finally found a delicious way to get my protein before or after my walks. So let's talk about Magic Spoon. It has 0 grams of sugar, 13 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories, a serving. It's keto-free, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Build your own box. Guys, there's so many flavors. You could build your own custom bundle. And here they are, cocoa, fruity frosting, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon. That's my favorite one, by the way. Cookies and cream. So I've been eating this now with my fiance, and we've been, oh my God, I've been enjoying this a lot, big time. And like I said, make sure to check it out. I love cinnamon. Also, cocoa is really, really good because I love chocolate. And plus, you could customize, pick the ones that you want. Plus, it is healthy. So this is what you have to do, GTR listeners. Go to magicspoon.com/GTR to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try that today. And be sure to use our promo code GTR at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund your money, no questions asked. Get your next delicious bowl of gluten-free cereal at magicspoon.com/GTR and use the code GTR to save $5 off. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode of Gamertag Radio.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so there's other things here that I would like to talk about to you guys. First of all, I just want to say, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. I think it was like a group of y'all. We got to play Halo Infinite multiplayer, the technical preview, and they added a big team battle, and we were playing that, oh my God, for hours. We had a full room, 12v12. My God, that was so much fun. So we played Stronghold, a Team Slayer, big team battle version, and also Capture the Flag. Now, the ones that I had the most fun playing out of the three, I think is Stronghold. That one is very, very challenging. And the thing you need to do in this mode is you have to capture the location. So there's A, B, and C. And the team from the big team battle, the first one that captures all three and it turns one color, they will get a point. So you need to get 3 points. So the first one to do that wins the whole game. But there's been cases that, oh my God, rounds that it was super, super close for us that nobody knows who's going to win. It's just there, super close. They might capture almost all of them. And then the opposite team, and then we'll come back and take over the whole thing and win. Oh my God, it was really cool. So shout out to Khalif from Spawn On Me, Aaron, Ashley Simon from Xset. Also, she's a host for multiple shows and everything. She was part of it too. Rihanna, Pete. My God, it was a good group. Also, our GTR community, you know, Beaker, everyone that was involved. That was a lot of fun. Shout out to Fist Pump. Yeah. Shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a lot of fun and a great experience. And I hope we could do this again once the game comes out in December. And I'm wondering if 343 are going to release this again one more time right before the actual retail version comes out in the future. I hope so. I think that will be great to just have it one more time and get the crowd excited about the game. Now, if they don't, then we have to wait until December 8th. So, had a great time playing the multiplayer with Pete and everybody else. But the thing that I really want to focus on once the game comes out, I'm definitely going to the single player mode all the way. I'm gonna try that out and let's see what happens, man. I hope the story is a lot better than Halo 5 because Halo 5 looks great graphically. But story-wise, man, I wish it could have been better. You know, I think my favorite so far of Halo is Halo Reach. That's like my all-time favorite. It's really great story. The way how Bungie ended developing that game, it was like a home run. Home run. So, so good. Halo 2 and Halo 3 are my favorite when it comes to like multiplayer. You know, so it's an awesome, awesome game. So, yeah, guys, let me know your thoughts if you are planning to play the multiplayer of Halo or the story. if you have Xbox Game Pass, you have the full version. Now, there's going to be people that don't have a Game Pass. They're not planning to play buy the full version. They're just going to play the free version, which is the multiplayer. So that's fine too. But yeah, for those that are getting the full version, which one are you going to try out first? Multiplayer campaign. Multiplayer campaign. Let me know. And we'll go from there, man. All right. So before I leave here, I want to mention this very quick. Shout out to Jeff Keighley. He just posted this on Twitter last week that they're going to have the Game Awards 2021 live in Los Angeles. And this is going to be an in-person event. And that's going to take place at the Microsoft Theater. Look, I'm going there. I've never been to the Game Awards ever. But I know I've been joking around with Paris and Pete, like, oh man, we gotta go. If we do, we gotta go all dressed up. So I'm definitely planning to go over there this year to check it out. And honestly, this is gonna be the first industry event that I can think of that people are gonna be there, you know, from all over the world. They're gonna attend this event. Now I'm wondering how it's going to be the process just attending the event with the vaccines, cards, and COVID, like how social distance. It is a huge theater, so easily you might see a lot of the people there either together, like if they're a team or so on, or they might have it as social distancing. I'm just wondering how Jeff Keighley and his team are going to do that, because I'm very curious. But I'm definitely going to go with my fiance, with Paris, a couple of the people in the industry. Definitely going to go there and check it out. Now, my question for you guys that are watching this: are there any reveals that you would like to see at this event? I know I had that conversation with P on the podcast, which again comes out later this week, and we talked about our predictions of what will happen. I'm not gonna say anything. I'll leave it for you guys to hear that. But yeah, I'm very excited. I haven't been in an event so long, and I miss seeing people in person. It's been a very long time. It's been a long time since my last event that I went to from the gaming side was the Division 2 Warlords of New York. That was my gaming industry event. And after that, it was like a podcast movement, which was a couple months back. I went to Nashville. It wasn't the same. It felt very weird, not going to lie. But I'm wondering how this is going to be as the first video game industry event. So shout out to Jeff Keighley. I'm excited. Can't wait to attend. And yeah, more details, we'll let you know. And we're definitely going to talk about our experience once we go, and we'll talk about it on the show and everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Once again, shout out to Ubisoft and also Giancarlo and his team for giving me the opportunity to interview him about the game. It was a lot of fun, and can't wait to do this again in the future, man. All right, so for those who are listening, head over to gamertagradio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes, and make sure to share with your friends, family, let them know about GTR. Also, you can find us on any podcast app, just search for Gamer Tag Radio. Make sure to follow or subscribe or even post a review. It will help us climb to the charts, top of the charts. All right, if you would like to be part of our family discussion or segment, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Until next time, this Thursday, we're going to have another episode of GTR, and this time with Pete. So stay tuned. All right, until next time, I'm out. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.